Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Yesterday, during a hearing on a pro-life bill, things went from bad to worse to bizarre. It all began in Senate Judiciary during a hearing on House Bill 721, sponsored by Representative Matt Regeer, who also happens to be the Speaker of the House. Without getting into graphic detail, the bill would ban dismemberment abortion, which is generally performed on preborn children during the second trimester. As the hearing began, it quickly became apparent that Senator Jen Gross, a Billings Democrat who serves as the committee's minority vice chair, was going to do everything in her power to disrupt the hearing. It's worth noting that Senator Gross has also worked as a field manager for Planned Parenthood. As proponent after proponent came forward to speak in favor of the bill, Gross repeatedly objected to nearly every adjective used to describe the procedure. In every case, she was overruled by the chairman, and over the course of the hearing, she became visibly more and more agitated. These emotions finally boiled over during questioning when a senator asked yours truly to comment on a Democrat senator's assertion that having an abortion was her religious right. He specifically pointed to the fact that the Church of Satan has deemed abortion to be a religious rite, R-I-T-E, not R-I-G-H-T, and asked if I could comment on the nexus between abortion and the free exercise of religion. Before I could answer, Senator Gross lost it, objecting to the question and claiming it had nothing to do with the subject of the bill. This despite the fact that one of her colleagues had just said that the bill impeded religious freedom. After a terse exchange with the chairman, who refused to back down, Senator Gross stood up and urged the Democrat members of the committee to leave the room. Interestingly, it appeared they were being urged to do so by a pro-abortion lobbyist who was standing above them in the gallery. At that point, all of those opposing the bill also got up and walked out of the room in solidarity. It was a childish temper tantrum and, in the end, accomplished nothing. There are, however, lessons to be learned from the episode, the most important of which is that government entities cannot limit speech. In this case, Senator Gross repeatedly objected to the use of words she didn't like. Rather than abortionist, she wanted proponents to use the term doctor or physician or health care provider. Rather than dismemberment abortion, she preferred the term D&E, short for dilation and extraction. She also objected to terms like barbaric, inhumane, and cruel, demanding that witnesses instead use the clean and sanitized vernacular of the abortion industry. What she forgot, however, is that government does not get to pick and choose the words we're allowed to use. It's called free speech, and descriptive adjectives exist for a reason. They then went on to label proponent testimony as inflammatory and called it misinformation, all because they didn't want proponents to use words that actually describe the procedure. In the end, the chairman was having none of it. Senator Gross had done her best to run interference for Planned Parenthood, but to no avail. Once she and her colleagues left the room, the hearing proceeded without further interruption, and I was able to answer the question I'd been asked. This push by the left toward what they deem acceptable speech is, in effect, a muzzle that stifles public debate and the free exchange of ideas, which reminds me of a quote by Ben Franklin, who once said, "Without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom, and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech." For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.